Good morning. It's Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, what more needs to be said this morning than this headline? Mueller to testify before Congress about the probe, and it's going to take place July 17th. As the Washington Post puts it this morning, a made-for-TV moment that Democrats have craved for months.
It could be everything. It could be nothing. I'll tell you the truth. Mueller in the past, as you know, has said he's going to stick right to the report, and that's what he's going to give them. If it's not in the report, he's not going to tell them. They're going to ask him some very direct questions. Clearly, the Republicans are out for blood, and they have made it plain that they're going to show what a shameful exercise this whole thing was and how it was an embarrassment, and Trump is already tweeting the same remarks. So we know that it is going to be chaotic. The Republicans are going to be yelling, witch hunt. We know that it's not a witch hunt. We know that there's plenty of stuff in there. Some of it may need some development. If he's willing to do that, it could be a huge story. If he is not, maybe not so much.
Could it make the difference in terms of impeachment proceedings?
Well, I think we are proceeding towards impeachment. In other words, it may well be that the process takes us past the election. I don't know. The Pelosi stance, I believe, happens to be correct. I think you have to make the case. I think you have to beat Donald Trump at the polls. That's the way to do it. If you do it via the impeachment methodology and you don't win in the Senate, he yells that he's off the hook, and an awful lot of people will believe that. Impeachment is not right now the way to do it. The way to do it is the hard way, which is at the polls, and to make it clear that he doesn't have the backing of the American people. Let's remember, he didn't win the number of popular votes in the last election. We sometimes forget that, and it is a fact of life that he got 3 million votes less than Hillary Clinton did. And that he is underwater in the states which he pulled it off in via the Electoral College. So therefore, I believe election is the way to go.
Well, speaking of election, on the Democratic side, we see the new straw poll that came out yesterday, first reported by NBC News, that Elizabeth Warren is the top choice of 38% of MoveOn's members nationwide, and includes the top choice of voters in early voting states like California, Iowa, Nevada, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. She's taken the mantle, at least for the moment, from Bernie Sanders.
Well, yeah, I think that the big loser in this particular race between the uber liberals is Bernie Sanders, and Elizabeth Warren has been making hay. You know, it wasn't that long ago, beating up on her and calling her Pocahontas and doing all of these things. But now, I think because it all happened so early, all of that stuff happened so early, we're into round two. I think she's got a real chance here. I still think Joe Biden is the man to beat, and that won't be easy. And you can be sure that everything that people can do to Biden, they are going to do. So, for example, we are being treated this morning and yesterday to the idea that he was yelling, lock him up, when it came to the crime bill. And things have changed substantially. We'll see. It's obvious to me that the older voters are the ones who are most likely going to be for Biden, and that some of the newer people are going to be for Elizabeth Warren. We'll see how all of that plays out. But right now we got an awful lot of people, as we face a debate now, David, this very evening, between an awful lot of people who are going to just have a few seconds each. And the question for them is going to be, do I beat up my opponents or do I beat up Donald Trump? You know that the Democrats are not going to be happy with a circular firing squad that does damage to their efforts to beat Trump. So people are going to have to make that decision. There are so many people up on that NBC stage that one only can wonder, what are they doing there?
That debate will happen at 9 p.m., as you just said, on NBC. Let's throw another candidate in that debate, Beto O'Rourke, who Tuesday blamed President Donald Trump directly for the deaths of a father and daughter who were found earlier this week along the bank of the Rio Grande. The picture is quite shocking and has been flying around the internet.
That's exactly what I was talking about. First of all, one picture is worth so much, and this is so devastating. A baby and her father who are lying there dead in the water, face down. It's so awful. You know, it's one thing to talk about statistics. It's another thing to show a picture like that. And this is exactly what I was talking about in the debate issue. Beto O'Rourke is now saying, I'm going to blame Trump. This is the way to win this thing. It could also be that that is what he truly believes. You never know in these things. Nevertheless, it's a strategy that I think is going to be seen as somewhat successful. I don't think Beto O'Rourke is going to win this thing. I think Elizabeth Warren is a lot more likely to. But let's just see who pulls himself out of this.
Finally, Alan, the president's GOP allies are coming to his defense after another accusation of sexual assault. Greeting the president, this is E. Jean Carroll. It's been all over the place. The latest of more than a dozen against Donald Trump. And closer to home, we learned yesterday of a similar situation when it comes to someone who is quite respected, Bob Freeman, who was chief for Open Government, the Committee on Open Government.
You know, it's very sad. I've known Bob Freeman for a long time, always liked him. But he was fired, and he was fired because the state government for which he works, the Secretary of State's office, thought, in fact, there was a credible argument that he had done something that was not right with a woman. We don't really know all of it, but it's sad. It really is sad. On the other hand, it shows a real paradigm shift here, David, in which things that used to go on will not go on anymore.